Of course we cried out that Shakespeare wrote books, and Milton and Shelley. "Oh, yes," she interrupted us, "you've been well taught, I can see, but you are not members of the London Library." Here her sobs broke forth anew. At length, recovering a little, she opened one of the pile of books which she always carried about with her. From a window, or in a garden, or some such name as that it was called, and it was written by a man called Benton or Henson, or something of that kind. She read the first few pages. We listened in silence. "But that's not a book," someone said. So she chose another. This time it was a history, but I have forgotten the writer's name. Our trepidation increased as she went on. Not a word of it seemed to be true, and the style in which it was written was execrable. "Poetry, poetry," we cried impatiently. "Read us poetry." I cannot describe the desolation which fell upon us as she opened a little volume and mouthed out the verbose, sentimental foolery which it contained. "It must have been written by a woman," one of us urged.